This is Ken McCoy from Ken McCoy Radio and the Ken McCoy Entertainment Report, inviting you to stay tuned to this year's special report coverage on the Grammys, the Christian Music Awards, the BET Celebration of Gospel, the Oscars, my personal student red card event, and more breaking news. Stay tuned to this year's coverage, stay informed, and stay in the know with Ken McCoy Radio and the Ken McCoy Entertainment Report, right here on this station.
Thanks for listening to Ken McCoy Radio, KMERDB, on audio now.
Today, you ate Greek yogurt. You took the train. You wondered why people spend so much time reading celebrity blogs. You read a celebrity blog. You planned a workout. You skipped it. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a devastating earthquake shakes the community to the ground. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Yes, indeed, and we want to say good afternoon and welcome to this edition of Ken McCoy Radio. We are in the middle of our author series, and we're excited. We have an author series going on. We have a bunch of authors that's coming on the show about their books. Today, we have Vicky Trobosch coming on. She is a megastar in our own on her own accord. So you're going to hear from her, hear of her mission, things she's doing. Of course, she's an executive coach. She's an author, and she's a president of her own foundation that helps out people in Rwanda. So we want to encourage you to stay tuned. This is Ken McCoy Radio. We have a lot of major announcements coming, so we want you to stay with us. We're going to be right back right after this.
Is your computer running slower than the day you got it? Do you keep getting confusing error messages? Are you having trouble getting an internet connection? We can help. We're best at computing. We can remove viruses, increase your speed, upgrade you to the next level, or just fix whatever's wrong. We strive to deliver the best service at the best price for all your computing needs, and we now design and maintain websites. Visit us at besttechcomputing.com. or our web store, shopbesttech.com. You can call 916-708-2856 or email us at contact@besttechcomputing.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
All right, we want to welcome you back to Ken McCoy Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Again, there's so much going on, so let me give you an update of what's happening. Of course, you know I was in Santa Barbara last week doing a photographic project, and so we want to invite you to some online events we're doing right now here on Ken McCoy Radio is our author series. We have book authors from all over the world coming on. Today's special guest will be Vicky Trobosch, and she'll be our very special guest. She's an executive coach. She has her own foundation she's president of, and she's an author of a book, Dead Rita's Wisdom. She's going to tell us a little bit about that. You were listening last week when we had our other guest on talking about Settle It and Be Blessed. And we have a double feature coming up, so folks, you need to stay tuned. Also, Friday night, we will be at First Fridays at Frank's Place, definitely in the house on that. And then we'll be at the Evening of Elegance. And so we just want to tell you what we have going on and how you can follow us on Twitter and on Facebook, Google+, all the other media definite media, social media sites as we get ready for Brenda's call. And we're just excited to talk to her about what she does and her message. We told all the authors, when you come on my show, it's got to be positive. It's got to be motivational. You got to educate my listeners and keep them uplifted. So they have a job to do, and they responded, folks. And I assure you, you're going to hear from Brenda soon, and she's going to bring the knowledge and maybe some laughs at the same time. So stay with us. This is Ken McCoy Radio, special author series, kicking it off again right here. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Maya Miguel Challenge. Meet Maya and the gang. Maya and her friends want you to get up and play, because it's always more fun to be active.
There's mountain biking, boating and fishing, mountain climbing and slalomiking. Let's get started.
Get ready to take the Maya and Miguel Challenge.
Let's see.
Just go to letsmove.gov and look for Maya and Miguel. You'll find tons of fun activities that'll help keep you healthy and active. Muy Activo. You can also check out healthy recipes to try with your family, play cool games, and get free downloads. So come hang out with Maya, Miguel, and the whole gang.
Go!
Remember, whether you play sports, run, dance, or jump in place, just get up and play at least an hour a day. And don't forget, eat healthy to be your best. Maya and Miguel will show you how at letsmove.gov. That's letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and the Department of Health and Human Services.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text. Oh, there's another one. Wow. Busy, busy me. So, anyway...
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. My friends keep commenting on my comment. Oh, there's another one. So many comments on my comment.
Oh, I can't wait to watch TV tonight. Playoffs!
Hey, guys, check out my new video game. Pew, pew!
Wait.
Mom, what?
What?
Hold on.
What'd
you say?
Wait a second,
what? This weekend, unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
While cutting molding with a 12-inch dual compound miter saw, while holding a newborn baby in your arms, when face-to-face with a congregation of alligators, with the ball in your hands and the entire freaking season on the line.
There are a million places you'd never consider texting, so why would you do it while driving? NASCAR driver Casey Kane here, asking you to please stop the text, and together we can stop the wrecks.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Get the message at stoptextstopwrecks.org.
Welcoming you back to our show. I'm welcoming me back to the show. It's been crazy, but there's some breaking news we have coming in that Cat Williams, comedian Cat Williams, actor, performer, is announcing his retirement from comedy. You know, he's been having a string of issues going on his current tour with crashes with law enforcement. So there's a video circulating that he is announcing his retirement. He said he's discussing with his family and he's moving on. So that's breaking news as we're waiting for Vicky to give us a call. But in the meantime, some other events coming up. We have several live remote broadcasts. We have a broadcast coming with some youth next Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're going to be going live for a special live event using youth and technology. So they're going to take over Ken McCoy Radio. I said it. They're going to take over Ken McCoy Radio. So we're going to let them have it. And we just want to motivate and uplift young people. As they do what they do, we do what we do, and we always keep it positive. So again, Cat Williams is announcing his retirement. This is Ken McCoy Radio. Some other things going on. Again, Friday night we will be at Frank's Place for First Friday. Saturday night we will be at Evening of Elegance. We just did our event for the, of course, you know I received all of my gifts from TMZ, and they sent me two packages, so We're going to be sharing that. We have a youth red carpet coming up, so we want to keep you posted. But as we said, we're kicking off our author series, and it has been a blast, folks. We've had authors from all over the world email us about coming on our show, and as we said before, we're not going to let you down. We told all the authors we want them to come on with knowledge, education, positivity, and of course, invigoration. We want our listeners to learn something and to walk away inspired. So I want to welcome my guest to the show. Vicki, are you there?
I am. Thanks so much for having me.
Of course, it's great finally having you on. I know you're busy. You're an executive coach. You have executive coaching services. You run a foundation and you help out the much needy in Rwanda. And of course, you're an author as well. Dead Reader's Wisdom. So fill us in on what's happening.
Well, thank you again for having me on the show. You know, the title kind of is off-putting for some people because it's called Dead Reader's Wisdom, Simple Words to Help You Live an Extraordinary Life. And my mother is also the woman I am speaking of, and she is called Dead Rita, not from anything but a sense of complete loss on my part and total love. She was the most amazing woman I will ever know. And this book is about the wisdom that comes from those who love us enough to share who they are. I know, Ken, that in your life there are words that you think of that someone said to you that are powerful, not only in the words themselves, but because they came from someone that you loved. Could be a parent, could be a friend, a sibling, a child even. But those words have greater power. And my message is, let's remember the wisdom that lies within us, because I see people going way too quick to try to find wisdom outside of themselves, and I truly believe it lies within.
Now, that's funny you say that. Honestly, this morning on my Facebook page, anybody can go there and see that I said motivation starts from within. Speak positivity to yourself first, then share it with others. That is on my Facebook page this morning at 5 o'clock.
And I will be liking that page. I'm sorry I didn't see it. But that's the truth, right? You know this. It is the words we speak to ourselves that are the most powerful in the world.
And you're right. And folks, this is why I'm having this author series. This hit me, and I said, I want people on my show. That's what this show is about. It's to uplift. It's to motivate. And it's to speak directly to the spirit of people. So tell us more about Dead Reader's Wisdom.
So the book is made up of very short chapters, like 4 or 5 pages, which I didn't write because people have a short attention span, but people who read the book say, what a perfect book. I can just get a little bit, and then I can move on. But here's a perfect example. When I was a little girl, I was born in 1957, and I do not know what was going on in the early 50s, late 50s, early 60s, but my mother told me I had weak ankles. Now, she was the most, she believed in me more than any other human being in the world, but she said, you know, Vic, you've got weak ankles, so you be careful. Now, I tell you, Ken, I listened to everything my mother said. So guess what I knew? I had weak ankles. I didn't try sports in high school. I didn't do a lot of running, and I'd think, oh, I have weak ankles. I'd, you know, hurt my ankle a little bit, you know, normally, and I'd think, oh, that's because I have weak ankles. Well, I got married in the 80s, and my husband and his children were all skiers. So I knew I couldn't ski because I had weak ankles. And I'd go up to the mountain, and I'd watch them ski. And one day, it was such a beautiful day. And the kids were out skiing, and I thought, this is crazy. I got to try this, because I'd see people fall down all the time. So I thought, there must be a lot of people with weak ankles. And so got all the clothes, took some lessons, and, you know, I was skiing down the mountain the first day, and I remember thinking to myself, I don't have weak ankles.
Mm-hmm.
And I skied down this mountain and, you know, fell a number of times as you do. I got home and I called my mom and I said, Mother, you're not going to believe it. I skied downhill. And you know what she said? How could you do that? You have weak ankles. Now, she really thought I did. But I call this the weak ankle syndrome. What do we say in our lives to ourselves where we believe we have, quote, weak ankles? Is it a child that says, I hate math. I can't do math? Or is it a business person that said, there's no way I can make a success in this economy? Or is it someone in a relationship that says, I just can't figure this out. I don't want to figure this out. I believe, and this just came from Mother's little weak ankles comment to me,
okay,
that if we realize where we have weak ankles, then we can change it.
See, you have to go right to, as we say before, the source. And you said search from within. And mm-hmm. and this is so important because we have, and let me say it like this lightly, because you have a brain. You have there are major parts of your brain you don't even use. There's an inner, there's a spirit in everybody. There's a spirit to lay down. There's a spirit to get up and go. You have to choose which one goes at what time. There is a time to rest. And there's a time to be active. But again, you have to search, like you said, from your own inner strength and move forward. Now, you're talking about your mom. Now, my dad is one of the reasons why I own and operate what I do now. He told me one day, and I wrote about this, he says, son, learn to provide for yourself. Mm. And we were passing in an upstairs hallway, and I wrote about it, but it's funny because in my mind, I thought about the old days of the hunters and gatherers, right? And in my mind, I'm going like, okay, I got to go out and get my own meat. I mean, you know, in my mind,
right, absolutely.
To provide as the man, right? Okay, so this is, and I'm laughing outwardly, but inwardly, I'm going like, he was serious.
Well, and so, listen to this.
Wow.
He said it to you passing in a hallway. It is not, we're sitting across from somebody, the power of our words. And a friend of mine, Renee Mitchell, who's a spoken word artist, she says, words have power. Use them wisely.
Yes.
Your father said it in passing because it's who he was as he was walking
yes.
by you. But he meant it as much as if he said, son, don't you run out in traffic.
That's right.
It was truth. And when we have people in our lives who share truth with us, there is no, look at who you are now and look what you've done. And you know it began with a simple sentence from a man who loved you that said, son, you make sure you provide.
That's right. And so this is when you talk about your book, Dead Reader's Wisdom, and those that are listening to the book, you have to, again, when you're listening to this show, you're listening at the wisdom that came that now is being, a lot of it's being reflected on and utilized.
That's right.
So how do you track how do you track your days, Vicki? How do you track your days? You're busy. You're running. You got a book. You're your foundation. You're an executive coach.
You know how I do it, Ken? I don't do anything less than that which makes me whole. People look at my life and they say, how do you do it all? And I say, because it is everything I am passionate about. I'm married. I have 4 grown teenagers. Well, they're not teenagers
yes.
anymore. When I got married 31 years ago, my husband's children were 12, 14, 16, and 18. We had full custody. So I took that on very seriously. I now have kids in their late 40s. I have 8 grandchildren. I'm 55 years old. I have a family that matters to me. My business as an executive coach, I literally mean this. I've always done this in my businesses. I only work with people I like. So that when if someone comes to me with a problem, I'm there for them because I want to help them. Solve.
That's right.
You know,
that's
we
right.
we work and know people we know, like, and trust.
Mm-hmm.
And so my business is like that. My book is all about empowering people, just like my coaching is. My speaking is all about ordinary people accomplishing the extraordinary. And my
That's
work
right.
in Rwanda is the same thing. So though I'm busy, there is this golden thread that runs through everything. I'm not caught by things that don't interest me, that won't hold my attention, that I'm not willing to go to the mat for. So I might be busy, but I'm not busy in a way that exhausts me. I get home at
That's
the end
right.
of the day. I'm normally tired.
That's right.
But I'm
Absolutely.
Not, like, worn out. I don't get burned out. I get tired, like a normal 55-year-old woman would be. But I work out. I try to take care of myself. I take care of those that love me. And I have good boundaries and high standards. And that makes for a great day.
I'm going to go back and profile because I want my listeners to know. First off, folks that are joining me right now, this is an author, an executive coach, a wife of 31 years, a grandmother, a fitness, I'm going to call you a fitness guru.
you go there. You go there. I love that. I go to boot camp. And if my trainer, if my coach is listening, he's going to go, wow, did she just get elevated? Now he's going to work me harder.
I want my listeners to know, like, you know, if you just tuned in, you're going like, well, who is this lady trying to tell somebody how to deal with life? She hasn't always had it rosy, have you, Vicki?
Never.
Nobody's got it rosy.
No. In fact, it is only through our greatest failures do we learn the most.
See? And that's what this is about, to be uplifted, to be focused so that you know. Folks, you know, I always tell you on my show, go out and do something for somebody else. It's about service, and that's why I do this show. That's why I take people places, like you said, that's in your circle. You're not tired. My business advisor says if you're the smartest person in the room, you need to be in another room. He also said
Amen.
That if you don't have an agenda, somebody's going to give you theirs. So this is all mindset technology, folks. Yes, this is what we talk about. It's uplifting. So, Vicki, how do they find your book?
They can find the book on Kindle and Amazon and everything. I've also got it on my website, victoriatrebosch.com. And it's $14.95. 15% of the proceeds go to the Itafari Foundation, which I started for the people of Rwanda. I've been doing that for 7 years, just returned from my 10th trip to Rwanda. And if their name is Rita, if you've got listeners named Rita, all they have to do is email me at victoriatrebosch.com. They get a free copy, 100% free, free shipping, free book, because I love a good Rita.
Why is it going to be Rita? How come it couldn't have been? If your name was Ken, they'd get a free book. Don't even worry about it.
You bet. If your middle name is Rita Ken, I'll give you a free copy.
Thank you, Rita. Oh, my God. So
I literally got to Rwanda because of a woman named Rita. So I got to tell you, the power of that name, power of my mother is too much.
I hear you. Because I want you to go back a little bit. And I want you to talk about the mindset of success. Because this has been my mission. I'm passionate about what I do. So I'm with you. I was up at 3:30 this morning. I had my rest. My mind was working. I'm texting and getting information out on the global side of things because I do work in London and New York and California. So the dynamic is there. But I want people to hear about the successful mindset and how important that is.
For me, what I see, I am truly an ordinary woman. I am not exaggerating that. But you know what I think separates people who get things done and those who give up is that they don't get back up. You know, I remember years ago, I had a boyfriend before I got married that loved Muhammad Ali. Now, as a woman, I didn't get that. But he made me watch those fights. And you know the thing about Muhammad Ali? He always got back up. Now, sometimes we didn't think he should. We said, don't get up. You don't get up. But I think people who figure out how to get things done is that obstacles will always be there for all of us, but we will figure a way around them or through them. We get up. No fighter stays down. You look at a baby. When a baby takes its first step or stands up for the first time, what happens? It falls down. And, you know, I believe our DNA says get up. Because a baby can fall down so many times, take a step, fall down. And what do we do as adults? We watch them. Come on, you can do this. How many of us have been or seen an adult that stands 2 feet from the other parent who's holding the child, and that baby takes its steps? And if it falls down, we don't go, oh, great. You know what we say? It's okay, get back up. We somehow have lost that ability to keep getting up, Ken. And you know what? I keep getting up. That I know that if I, and I have a very strong faith. I have a very strong spiritual practice. So I know I do nothing without God.
Let me tell you something. I don't do anything without it. That's it. And because people that know the reason why I have my radio show, and I can't believe how amassed it's grown, but that's because of the prayer of Jabez. So that's why, folks.
Oh, it's a good prayer.
So I'm done
God,
with that.
God, expand my territories, yeah?
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And, you know, I tell people who have a faith practice, if you believe, if the Bible is your book, what scriptures do you live by? And I tell them they cannot live by, for God so loved the world. That's God's scripture.
I've had
two scriptures for 30 years, and they are, to whom much is given, much is required. God has blessed me. And what you do unto the least of these, you do unto me.
That's right.
I serve God joyfully through doing work that he has given me. The work I see, the people I meet in Rwanda who have been through so much in a genocide in 1994 when 1 million people died in 100 days.
Yes.
And you know what, Ken? The reason that country works is because they get back up.
That's right.
They do not want to be known for a genocide, but for their strength and resilience. And what an honor it is to work with people who say, you know, I believe in myself. Can you help me find out how I can grow on my own? It's just like a child who wants you to hold their hand until they can run, and then they want you to catch them. I believe that people all over the world, if they need a hand up, we give it, but it's not permanent. It's the hand that allows them to see the view we see and to experience their own dreams and their own wishes, but it's always about to continue to try, and that's how I believe people succeed or choose not to by not getting back up.
See, you choose not to by not getting back up. Folks, if
right.
you're sitting out there listening, and I know you listen because I see how people listen. I know people listen all over the world, every episode. It's amazing. But those of you listening, the point of this is it's about your mindset. It's about your attitude towards success. Success could be getting up 5 days in a row early when you normally weren't getting up that early at all. Success could be eating that bowl of oatmeal to lower your cholesterol 21 days straight because you chose to do something about your health. It's into your mindset, and then there's the action behind it. That is why Vicky's on my show. That is why we have the author series. Get the book, Dead Reader's Wisdom. Give again, Vicky, how to get this book, and tell us your website as well.
Thank you so much. It's victoriatrabosh.com. My name, Victoria, and last name is TRABOSH.com. You can find the book there for $14.95 with free shipping. All readers get a free copy. And you can also go to Kindle, Amazon. You can find the book. And you know, Ken, at the end of every chapter, the chapters are short, there's a blank page, and it says, Your Wisdom Here. I ask people who are listening who buy this book, write your own wisdom in. While I believe that the words I have and the words my mother mm-hmm. gave me are important, no wisdom is greater than the wisdom that you will write down for those who love you. And I'll tell you what, I love seeing my mother's handwriting. And if somebody could see yours someday because you cared enough to write down your wisdom, my mother never expected me to write a book. She never knew what I would do. But when somebody says something to you and it changes your life, like your father said, passing you on the stairwell, what a legacy he has left. Look how many thousands of lives he's touched because he wasn't afraid to tell the truth, no matter how it was taken by you.
You know, and you are so right, because he wasn't afraid to tell the truth. My dad was from Texas, so he told it the way it was. And he told us in Texas, if somebody didn't like you, they will tell you. And so the point of it is he was a business owner. He drove trucks for 45 years. You know, he did it for himself, but he was also in the church. He also took care of his family, especially when he was a single parent. So when I looked at that, that was a man's man. He handled business. All the ladies liked my dad because he was very charming. He was a charmer. He was a great dancer. And so, but the point of this is when he sat his kids down and told us the wisdoms that he told us. So, folks out there, I want you to know something. This wisdom that's being instilled to you on this radio show, Vicky Trabosh's, her book, Dead Reader's Wisdom, will give you that kind of wisdom that you need. And there's a page for you to write your own. And we want to encourage you to go to the website, victoriatrabosh.com. Get the book. If your name's Rita, you get it free. But it's $14.95, free shipping. Get the book. And start changing your life. Start changing. Now, this is interesting that you came on, Vicky, and you were this powerful because, again, this morning I was writing my four words of success for 2013. So this is what I do. So I just want to say thank you for coming on my show, spending the time with me, invigorating and giving knowledge to my listeners.
Oh,
it was a blessing.
Thank you. What an honor. I so honor the wisdom in you and what you are bringing to people. And people just need to know it's as easy as speaking as you're doing. It's as easy as sharing who you are with no apologies.
Absolutely not. I love what I do. I mean, I gamut, and I love what I do. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Keep me posted on what you're doing, and thank your PR people for making the connection because they did know.
Oh, thank you so much, Ken. Take care.
God bless. All right, you heard Vicky Trabosh, folks.
Thanks for listening to Ken McCoy Radio, KMER DB on Audio Now.
This is Ken McCoy from Ken McCoy Radio and the Ken McCoy Entertainment Report, inviting you to stay tuned to this year's special report coverage on the Grammys, the Christian Music Awards, the BET Celebration of Gospel, the Oscars, my personal student red card event, and more breaking news. Stay tuned to this year's coverage, stay informed, and stay in the know with Ken McCoy Radio and the Ken McCoy Entertainment Report right here